We come tomorrow. Thursday is going to be the midterm, so we better start chazering. So instead of continuing in the Gemara, I told some of the boys this morning that I think we should start chazara today. Tomorrow, I think we'll give the beginning of the shiur will be about Inyani Purim, whatever we didn't finish last week, and then we'll continue the chazara tomorrow and next week. Okay. So we left off on Daf Chav Zayin on the base. That's where we started this term. Chav Zayin and Beis, in the middle of the Omer, the Gemara is discussing the Machloikis HaTanaim, Rabbi Yudah and HaChamim, where the Ein B'Yochamitz on the Besreifa HaShbesasa B'chol Dover. Obviously, the Pasuk Ach B'Yom Rishon Tashbisu is a Kiyomaseh, according to Rabbi Yudah. If you have to dafke fulfill the mitzvah by Havara, by burning it, Ein B'Yochamitz on the Besreifa, so it's a key message. It's not just an Iser Eser that you're not allowed to have chametz in your possession. It could be that there's both an Iser Eser and a key message. Okay. Could be that there's an Iser Eser after Chatzos. You're not allowed to have, we'll have to discuss what's included in the Iser Eser. Okay. But it's clear, at least from Abuda's opinion, that there's a key message. Yeah. Shaila is, how do we paskin? This Machlokes Abuda and the Rabban. Do we paskin like Abuda? Maybe we pass on like the Chacham. So the Pashtus is it should be Yachid v'Rabim Halacha k'Rabim. It then should be Hashbasasa b'chol dover. That's what the Rosh quotes a lot of Rishon. That's the way we assume in Shulchan Aruch. The minority opinion here is what Tesis writes on that. Daf Chav Zayin on the base. The Ramascha Ein Berachah Mitzalah B'Sreifa. Nira, the Halacha k'Rabiuda. Why? Because in the towards the very end of Temura, next to the last Mishnah in Temura, the Mishnah lists off all the various Yisuri Hanoah and divides them into two categories, some of them on Nisrafim and some of them on Igbarim. And the Mishnah says, on Nisrafim lo yikavru, if it's supposed to be Besreifa, Orlon kloy akerem, chomitz bepesach, pigal noisa tame, supposed to be Besreifa, so lo yikavru, you're not allowed to just dispose of it, bury it, get rid of it somewhere. You won't be mekayim the mitzvah. If it's Nisrafim, means it's a mitzvah to go out of your way and to burn it. And then it says, on Igbarim lo yisarfu, if it's Yisuri Hanoah, like Basa B'cholov, it's not Minhan Yisrafim, you can throw it out in the garbage. The says, lo Yisrafim, you're not allowed to burn it. Why are you not allowed to burn it? You're not mechuyif to burn it. Why are you not allowed to burn it? So the Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah is because calling us all of Yisrafim, after you'll burn it, then the Afram Mutter, the ashes will be Mutter. The simple reading in the Mishnah sounds like it doesn't only apply in Yisrafim Shal Hegdish. That's what the Rambam wrote. The Rambam wrote both there and the Mishnah is the very end of Temura, next to the last Mishnah, as well as in the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam quotes this din, Hanisrafim Afra Mutter, he adds on the two words, Hanisrafim Shal Hegdish. The Rambam holds it only applies to Pigal Noisatomi, that Afra Mutter doesn't apply to Orlan Klai Akera. Orlan Klai Akera, if you burn it, the ashes will be Asa. It's only by Pigal Noisatomi. But the simple pshat in the Mishnah is not so. All of the Nisrafim, in Luchadov Shanasis, Mitzvasa, and Moilenbo, all of them will be Mutabano, including Orlan Klei Akerim. So the Mishnah says, Hanigborim, Lo Yisarfu, does mean you don't have to burn it. You're not allowed to burn it. With the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to burn it, because if you burn it, people may think that the ashes are Mutter, because all of the Nisrafim is Afra Mutter. So if you'll burn some of those out of Nigbarim, people may think it's Nisrafim. You burnt it, so the ashes are Mutter. So that's why there's a Gzeirim of the Rabbanon, and Nigbarim lo Yisarfu. So the Mishnah there, it's a Stam Mishnah, doesn't say it's only Rabbi Yudah's opinion. The Stam Mishnah says that listed along with the other Nisrafim, Pigal Noisa Tami, Arla, Krakarim is listed, Chomiz B'Pesach. It doesn't say it's a Machlok Zadir in the Rabbanon. That's what leads Tesis, that's what leads the Rebal of Tesis to assume that the poor quotes it, the name of the Rebal of Tesis, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yudah, because Rabbi Yudah Hanasi is not the same person, Rabbi Yudah, it's Rabbi Yudah, but Rabbi Loi. The halacha is like Rabbi Yudah. The fact that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yudah Hanasi, wrote this as a Stam Mishnah next to the last Mishnah in Temura, would appear that that's the accepted opinion, but in the Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass them like that. The Magen Avraham asks Akasha, but the common practice is that everybody does burn the Chametz. And the Mishnah says, if you hold the halachas like the Chachamim, Yochid v'rabim halachi k'rabim. The din is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The din is like the Rabbanan. The chometz is not b'sreife. The then Tosfos says if you'll burn it, the ashes will be aser. It should be aser to burn it. So how come the Mishnah says dorfim etchila sheish? The Mishnah talks about burning the chometz. All the Mishnahs talk about burning the chometz. Common practice, everybody burns the chometz. All over the world, the Jews burn the chometz. Why? We want to be machmir. Maybe the din is like Rabbi Yehuda. But if you hold like the majority opinion of the Rishonim, that the din is not like Rabbi Yehuda, then it should come out that it's awesome of the Rabbanon to burn it. That's the Magen Avraham's caution. So Rabbi Kivega suggested an answer, but he says it's against Tosfos. Maybe anikbarim lo yisarfu. But the din ain't lechadovish and asis mitzvahs and moelimbo should apply by chometz bein le Rabbi Yehuda bein le Rabbanon. According to Rabbi Yehuda ain't bir chometz al misreif. According to Rabbanon, it's not nikbarim, not just that you dispose of it. Like if you have basim b'chalav, you don't have to destroy it. You throw it in the garbage and the garbage man will collect it and they'll dump it somewhere, whatever they'll do. It's not my responsibility. But over here by chometz, everybody agrees that it's tashbih, so there's a mitzvah to destroy it. Rani machlekes is how to destroy it. Even if you all like the Chachamim, the Hashbasasa B'chol Dover, you say that the Yeshu should be Mutter, because in the Chodavah should ask the Mitzvah Ma'alama. That's Rabbi Kiveger, and in the Horus and Archaim points this out. And he says, what can he do? Tosfos says, not so. Tosfos in the beginning of Kol Shah, the first Amid Aleph, Amid Beis, the first Daf in Perek Kol Shah, Tosfos says, if you'll burn Chometz on Erev Pesach, will the Yeshu be Mutter or not? Depends on Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanim. So that's the shalom. Why does it depend? Even the Rabbanim should agree. It's Nasis Mitzvah because it's Tashbisim. That's Akasha. Chaim Soloveitchik has in the safe on the Rambam an answer, but it's a problematic answer. But this is a Chepzah, this is a Kima Gavras, and therefore what? He doesn't fully explain it. Okay, so that's the machlokes. What is the root of the machlokes? Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan here. So the simple pshat in the Gemara is we have Yud Gimel Midas, Hatorah and Reshes, but we have Rabbi Shmuel and Yud Gimel Midas. There are more than Yud Gimel Midas. The one of the first of the Yud Gimel Midas is Kal V'chaimer. So what's the din if you darshan a Kal V'chaimer? Chilasa lahachmer v'sofa lahakil. Based on your Kal V'chaimer, you're going to come up with a chumra, but the chumra is going to be osi l'idei kula. It's going to lead up to a kula ultimately. But is that a valid Kal V'chaimer or not? You find the machlokes of Yud and the Rabbanan on this topic, both here by Ein Bir Chometz Ela B'Sreif, as well as in Masechet Sukkah. This is quote. This is quote from Sukkah, Daf Yud Aleph. What is acceptable for Schach? So we know from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has to be given the Karka Tolish and Dovashen of a Kabbal Tumah. You can't use apples and pears, that's a Dovah HaMakabbal Tumah. Can't use the branches of the tree while they're attached to the ground, because that's mechubel karka. And you can't use metal, because that's karka, not gedule karka. It has to have three conditions, three requirements. It has to be gedule karka, has to grow from the ground, has to be tolush, has to be detached, and dovish enim kabel tumah shouldn't be oichlim that are roi lachila sodom. Michael Beim is not mekabel tumah. On Shabbos, the laws of muktzah pattern after the laws of kabbalas tumah. The four categories of things that are royal kabbal tumah, the mikel mochem mashkin, because they have some significance, they have some chashiv. Is anything else that's not included in these four categories is junk, and it's not mikabbal tumah. So whatever is junk, you don't really need, has no hishtamshah. So the chacham prohibited handling it on Shabbos. So the laws of muktzah, the Gemara tells us, the laws of muktzah, called the tikkun rabbanan kein, there I said tikkun, a pattern after the laws of kabbalas tumah. Whatever doesn't fall into any one of these four categories, or the Mekele Mochel Mamashkim, has the status of Muktzah that's called Muchmanza Machmas Atzmai. Muchmanza Muktzah, the different kinds of Muktzah. That's Muktzah Machmas Gufa, Muchmanza Machmas Atzmai. So there's, but the Dinim are not 100% the same. Take, for example, Kelim on the Kabbal Tumah, but if they're Klei Glolim, Klei Adoma, Klei Avonim, they're not mekabel tumah, but if they're klei galolim, klei avonim, klei adoma, they have ishtamshus, then it's not muktzah. So it's not 100% the same thing. The same thing, let's say, oichlim. Michael Odom is mekabel tumah. Michael Behemah is not mekabel tumah. Michael Behemah has a ishtamshus. I feed the animal. So Michael Behemah, the Gemara raises the issue. The Gemara says, no, Michael Behemah is not muktzah, even if it's not royal Michael Odom. Since it's Michael Behemah, it's called Michael Benegeit a mukze, it's called meichel, and it's a dove sheish, but ishtam she said it's not mukze, even though it's not mekabel tumna, you don't consider it junk. So there's a, so that's the way we paskan, that what is kosher for schach has to be gedula karka, toldush and dove sheinim kabel tumna. And the Tana Rabbi Yehuda even restricts it further. He says it's only acceptable for schach if it's one of the daladinim, from an esrik tree, from a lulav tree, from hadasim or arabis. If you have any other kind of bamboo, wood is not acceptable. It's not from the dalabinim. So Rabbi Yehuda argues with the Chachamim based on a Kal Vachomer that the mitzvah of sukkah is more chomer than the mitzvah of dalabinim, because the mitzvah of sukkah is noig 24 hours a day, and dalabinim is only noig by yom, and it's not noig by lailo. So if by dalad ninim you need dafke dalad ninim, so by sukkah, where it's mochomer, so you certainly should be restricted, you should only be able to use dalad ninim. But that's a kal v'chaymer, that yadan tchilosa lahachmer v'sofa lahokil. What if the only schach that you have available is bamboo? You live on a desert island, and there's no more esrog, lulav, hadasim, and arabas. All you have is for the mitzvah, dalad ninim. But you don't have dalad ninim to put on the schach. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, don't bother. Don't waste the time to make a sukkah. It's not going to be kosher anyway. So that's a chumer da'osi l'idei kula. You darsh in the kal v'chaymer, and it's going to lead to a kula, that if the only schach, only material that you have that you can use for schach is bamboo, so don't waste the time. Don't bother making a sukkah. You won't be making anything anyway. So it's same machlokes over here. Rabbi Yehuda made a kal v'chaymer, that madach noisar is b'sreifa. So chametz on our Pesach should certainly be b'sreifa, and if you can't do sreifa, if you live in a location where you just can't do sreifa, so don't waste your time, don't bother burning, don't bother destroying the chametz, because you won't be mekayim any mitzvah. So that's a kal v'chaymer shatadan tchilosa lahachmer v'sofa lahakel. So that's machleg zabir in the rabban, and then midah shatar in the dreshes mem. So Tosfos gets stuck over here with a prop. Tosfos claims based on this Tam Mishnah next to the last Mishnah and Temura. Temura ends on an Amud Aleph. So this next to the last Mishnah is on the last Amud base in Temura. So if based on the Mishnah, the Re Balatosis Paskins, like Rabbi Yehuda, the Rein Biacham Zalab Israfa, so he's adopting that position, and Midah Shatarin Edreshes Bem, that our Kal V'chaymer Shatadan, Tchilosa Lahachmer V'sofa Lahokel, is a valid Kal V'chaymer. Then you should be consistent, so you should pass like Rabbi Yehuda in Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph, that you can only use for schach the dalad minim, and you can't use anything that's gedula karka tolish and dabish any makabel tuma. So how come we don't pass like that? How come by schach we don't accept Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? Here, the Tosfos claims to do accept Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. It's the same issue involved in both. So Tosfos fudges a little bit. They say the Gemara backed out over here, and it's not based on the Kal V'chaymer. There in Sukkah, it's an issue of the Midah Shatar and the Rashi's Mem Kal V'chaymer. Shatadan sofa lahakel, so there we don't accept Rabbi Yehuda. And here Rabbi Yehuda himself gives a different reason. It's not because of the sofa lahakel. No. It's a problem. The Pashta says that it's the same Rabbi Yehuda there and here, and we don't pass like either Rabbi Yehuda. Yochid v'rabim halachik y'rabim. Yeah, we said that the Pasuk Tashbisu is, according to Rabbi Yehuda for sure, there's a kiyum essay. According to Rabban, it could be that it's only an Isser essay. What's the Isser essay? What's the Yisr Esa? Ach Bayam Rishon. Ach Chilek, Gemara said before, early in the first part, Ach, he split the first day and a half, before Chatzos, after Chatzos. Shoah Chamishis and Shoah Shishis, that's been the Rabbanan. But Menatar, it's only after Chatzos. So what is after Chatzos? So we learned the Gemara Chav Ches on the days, after the next mission. That's Mishnah is Chav Ches and Aleph towards the bottom. So on Chav Ches on the days, the Gemara has a Machlokes, Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. There are three psukim that seem to be repetitious. The Torah says in three different places that you're not allowed to eat chametz. So Rabbi Yehuda says that there's nothing redundant. The one pasuk goes chametz b'pesach. You're not allowed to eat chametz, and if you do eat chametz, you chayv kares. And therefore, there are lamed vav krisis in the chumash. And what do they all have in common? The lamed vav krisis, that if a person violates a loises sheish b'kares. For the Lamed Vav Krisis, 34 of them are loises, and two of them are esek, Pesach and Milo. as a mitzvah sazeh. If you don't do the mitzvah Pesach, you don't do the mitzvah meal, it's amazing, you chayv kares. But the third, so if you violate an essay, the haskar is b'shoigeg, you don't bring a korban chatzos, only if you violate a lois essay. So from the lamed vav krisis, that's the opening mishnah krisis. From the lamed vav krisis, hamur is batayra, so on 34 of them b'shoigeg, there'll be a chi of chatzos. If a person violated b'shoigeg, he'll have to bring a chatzos. So if he eats chametz b'pesach, b'mezid, there would be kares. So if a person eats chametz b'pesach b'shoigeg, they'll have to bring a korban chatzos. If he ate a kazai, he says this. If he ate a kazai, so chametz b'pesach b'shoigeg, he'll have to bring a korban chatzos. So that's one of the three psukim that say the same thing, don't eat chametz. One of the psukim goes, an pesach, ki kalach chametz v'nichrisa. One pasuk goes, chametz over all of our pesach, if he eats chametz over our pesach, you're not chayv kares, it's only a lav. And the third pasuk goes on Erev Pesach Hefta Chatzos, that whoever eats chametz, Erev Pesach Hefta Chatzos, is Zervan a lav, and you get malchus. There's no kares. Kares is only if you eat chametz mid Pesach, but it's a lav and you get malchus. So that's Reb Yudah's opinion. And Reb Shimon disagrees, and the Gemara says, we paskan halachic Reb Shimon. It's a machlokes Rav Shmuel. How we should paskan? Should we paskan like Reb Yudah? Should we paskan like Reb Shimon? What would be the nafkamina? A big nafkamina. One nafkamina is chametz over all of our Pesach. We sell the chametz to the goy, and then after Pesach we bite back and we go shopping. The night after Pesach is over, we go shopping in all the nochri bodegos in all the goyish stores. All the stores where they sell the chametz, that the chametz belong to nochri. We assume chametz over our Pesach is only a penalty made the rabbanon according to Reb Shimon. So chemtzah shalakum shavra la pesach, the nochri didn't violate anything, so there's no penalty. So chemtzah shalakum is mutabanua. That's because we paskan halachic Reb Shimon. But according to the Amoraim, some machlokes is Rabbi Shmuel, whether you should paskan like Reb Shimon, like Reb Yudah. If you paskan like Reb Yudah, the chomet shavra all of our pesach is an isa deraisa, so it's not connected with the violation of Bayu Rabbi Motzi. Even if the chomet belongs to the nochri, even if it's chomet shal hefker, even chomet shal hekdish. Chametz that's in existence on Pesach, wherever it is, becomes osabano. So obviously we don't paskan like Reb Yudah by chametz she'ovel of Pesach, because we follow that mishnah on Chol Ches Amir Aleph. Chametz shel nochri she'ovel of Pesach is mutabano. What about erev Pesach after Chatzos? So the Rambam splits the psak. The Rambam when the three lavim that Reb Yudah came up with on Chol Ches Amir Aleph, the Rambam quotes two. And the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Mishnah Torah. Sefer HaMitzvahs was written as an introduction to the Mishnah Torah, because the Mishnah Torah is supposed to present the whole body of Torah Shebaal Peh. What is Liman HaTorah all about? The Pasuk says in Chumash, it says quite a few times you should learn Torah. But what's the essence of Liman HaTorah? So it says, Ushmartem, Ulamadatem Osam, Ushmartem La'as Osam. You should learn all of the 613 mitzvahs, and you should observe all of them. So the ikel mitzvah of Liman HaTorah is to learn Lasukish Maitz Aliba de Ilchaset, to know the dinim that you have to observe. Well, the Maritim Osam, you have to learn which are the 613 mitzvahs and to know all the details of the 613 mitzvahs. So that's why the Rambam wrote, by way of Hakdomah to the Mishnah Torah, he wrote the Sefer HaMitzvahs in Arabic. We have the, those of us who don't know Arabic, we use the Hebrew translation. Then he wrote the Minyan HaMitzvahs Biktzora, that was written by the Rambam himself in the beginning of the Mishnah Torah, that was written in Hebrew. And then in every section in the Rambam, he tells you at the beginning of the section, how many mitzvahs will he cover in this section? So, and then by the time you get to the end of the whole Mishnah Torah, you've covered all the 613 mitzvahs. Everything was arranged in an orderly fashion. So the Rambam adopts part of Rabbi Yudah's opinion, part of Rabbi Shem's opinion. Like Reb Shimon, that it's only a penalty made the rabbanon because he violated Bal Yerah by Motzi. And Chametz on Erev Pesach, he adopts Reb Yudah's opinion that there is a lois esin. So that's what derived it in the other Rishonim ask on the Rambam. Where did he find an opinion like that? There is no Tana who holds like that. That from the three psukim that speak about Chametz, Chametz b'Pesach has a lav. Chametz Erev Pesach after Chatzos, if you eat it, there's a lav. That there's no love. There is no Tana like that. So that's a problem. There is no such shita. How did the Rambam know to paskan to split the psak? And according to Reb, if you would paskan like Reb Shimon all the way through, Chametz Sha'ava, all about Pesach, is not Deraisa, it's only a Knas from the Rabbanan. The Chametz Bera Pesach will not have a Loisesi. Will there be any Isser at all, according to Rav Shimon? Is there any Isser Deraisa at all regarding Chametz on Erev Pesach? So Tosfos assumes a double Pashut, that when it says Ach Bayam Rishon Tashbisu, it means that there's at least an Isser essay. Ach Bayam Rishon Tashbisu means there's a Kilim essay to destroy the Chametz. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there ain't be a chametz al b'sreifa. For sure, it's a kiyum essay. If there's a specific way how you have to destroy it, even according to the Rabbanan, that hashbasasa b'chol davar. Also, the pashtus is that it's a kiyum essay. That's why you don't say a bracha that that person is about to eat kosher food. So he says he's going to have a sandwich, tuna fish sandwich. So he says amotzi lech min haaretz. Then does he say a second birchas hamitzvah? On Pesach night, you say, Hamoitzi Lech, and then you say, Alachilas Matzah, Shekreshan, the Mitzvah, Isabit Zivanu, Alachilas Matzah, because it's Zikiyam HaMitzvah. All year long, also, he's Mekayim HaMitzvah by keeping kosher. So, does he, after he says Hamoitzi, or Shahakal, whatever, does he say, Shekreshan, the Mitzvah, Isabit Zivanu, Shalol Lechem, Macholas Asuras? So, the answer is no. The Rosh in the beginning of Ksubit says, you only recite the Brache. If you're about to fulfill, immediately before you fulfill a kiyum essay, when you're about to avoid violation of an avera, you don't recite a bracha. That's a person going to shave with an electric shaver. He's not going to use a razor. So does he say bracha? You don't say such a bracha. That's what the Rosh raises the issue. Why do we recite the bracha under the chuppah? The bracha is ever since Hashem Kedushan of the mitzvah sov. He prohibited us from marrying the relatives, but there's an Issa Kuris, that's Gili Arayis. Vasalonas Harusas, that's Midirabonim. Hitolonas Harusas, like the Chuppah Vikidushin. Why such a strange Nusach HaBracha? That's what leads the Rosh to believe, like we had the Tosfos in the first Perek in Sochim, that the Birchas Erusin is not a normal Birchas HaMitzvah. The Rambam writes that Birchas Erusin is a Birchas HaMitzvah, has to be recited immediately before the chassan gives the ring to the kala, and if he already gave the ring and said hurry out, and then he reminds himself that they forgot to say the bracha, the Rambam writes mashanase kvarnase farfalon. The Rambam sheet is that the birchas hamitzvah can only be recited in advance, oivel asiyosam. You can't say it afterwards. And the Tosfos writes on the last line on the Abzayin Amud Aleph and Tosfos. Tosfos writes a double pasha that Birchas Erusin is recited lachar asiyosam, after the chosin gives the ring. Why dafka lachar asiyosam? A Birchas HaMitzvah is normally recited oivel asiyosam. Ashkenazim have a minig that we spoke about, that the bracha on the tilus yadayim, when you wash your hands, the bracha lahadik ner shal Shabbos, is recited lachar asiyosam. Ataka strange. It's a strange minig. The Mechaber writes, not so. Even on Atilas Yadayim and Hadlaka Lahadlik Neshal Shabbos or Neshal Yontav should be recited Ovel Asiyas, not Lachar Asiyas. So why does Tosfos insist that the Birchas Erusin should be done Lachar Asiyas? The answer is that you don't say Asher Kedushan Sasvanu L'Kadesha So Isha. The Rambam counts as two separate mitzvahs in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. One, the Ramach Mitzvah Sasei, 248 Mitzvah Sasei. So the Rambam has one mitzvah, Lisa Isha, Biksuba, Vikidushin, mitzvah to get married. Another mitzvah, Lifras, Velirvos. Pira Berivya is one mitzvah, and to get married is another mitzvah. So you say a bracha as you're about to get married, before you give the ring, immediately before. Oivel Asiyasim, you say a bracha, Birchas Erusin, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. And Tosfos and the Rosh argue, no, it should be a Birchas, it starts off, Hashem Kedushan, Vimsosu, Vitzivanu. But then, Vitzibanu al Harayas, Vasalonus Harusas, Vitalonus Harasuas Lano. It's a whole different Nusach. So that's what leads Tosfos to believe it's a little bit in the form of a Birchas HaMitzvah, but it's not really. It's a Birchas Shevach of the Hoidoya. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave the Jewish people a different form of Ishus. The institution of marriage exists by the Nochrim as well. Bnei Noach have a din. Bnei Noach, who's Baal Eshus Ishus, also Chayv Misa. But it's a different. We have Kesef Shtar Abia by Menach. They only have Bulas Bal Yesh Lahem, Nichnad Zalachup of Laniva La Elahem. They only have the one form of Kiddush Abia. They don't have Gerish and Bishtar, two opinions in Yerushalmi, whether they have Gerish at all. But they don't have Gerish and Bishtar. And they have a different list of relatives that are prohibited. And they don't have a difference between Eris and the Nisuan. So even though we share in common, You only say a birchas hamitzvah if you're about to perform a mitzvah that's unique to the Jewish people. You say asher kedushanu b'mitzvah yisav v'tzivanu to do something, and the Yom HaSalem don't have kedushanu mitzvah v'tzivanu. You only say a bracha on a mitzvah that's unique for the Jewish people. So if marriage exists by the Nochrim, so why are we saying a bracha? The answer is, it's not a bracha on the mitzvah to get married. According to the Rosh, probably there is no mitzvah. The Rosh, there's a mitzvah, piruvirivya, but there's no mitzvah to get married. You can't be mezana with a prostitute. You can't make a pregnant girl, you can't make a single girl pregnant. You're not allowed to do that. So you have no choice. You have to buy a lulav and an esrog the first 2 days in each halachem. So you have to buy it, but you don't say a bracha when you buy the lulav and the esrog. That's a hechsher mitzvah. You only recite a bracha when you do the kiyama mitzvah. So ashiyasa gemar mitzvah, so on a hechsher mitzvah, you don't say a bracha. So the Rosh and the Tosfos are of the opinion that on Kiddushin, you don't recite a birchas mitzvah. The only one mitzvah, piruviriv, you're getting married, is a hechsher mitzvah. It enables you to have the children. Because he can't make a signal. It's not permissible to make a single girl pregnant. But you don't recite a birchas hamitzvah while we're getting married. It's a birchas shevach v'hidoyah. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us an institution, a marriage, that's unique for the Jewish people that the Ummah Salem don't have. Mitzivonu al ha'arayas. We have a different list of relatives that are forbidden. Everything is there. So that's why Tosfos says that the bracha is recited la'achar asiyosam. Yeah, so let's get back again. Went too far off here. So again, so the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yehuda that whoever eats chametz and er pesach efter chatzos is like it. Chametz shavah la pesach he paskens like Rabbi Shimon because it is tam mishnah chav chesam and aleph. Chametz and er pesach he paskens like Rabbi Yehuda that it has a loy sesi. The other Rishon, the Ravid, is Masig on the Rambam. The Ramban also in the same it's a Masig on the Rambam. Where did he find the Shita that has half Reb Yudah, half Reb Shimon? So they hold, no, we should Paskin all the way like Reb Shimon. Since the Mishnah says, Alochik Reb Shimon, B'chamish over all of our Pesach, Hemtze Shalakam is Mutter, because it's a penalty for having violated. Mishum Shenema Le'ivo L'chosior. We have in the Mishnah Shenema. The Gemara corrects it, that it should read Mishum Shenema. Shenema means it's a din deraisa as it says in Chumash. Mishum shenemar has the connotation that it's a din derabanan based on the pasuk. Because mishum shenemar bal yeroes, so someone violated bal yeroes, so we penalize him when we say chametz shavah la pesach is a penalty. So it's also bano. So that's what the Gemara corrects the girsa. Gemara chav tesmanav corrects the girsa. Mishum shenemar instead of shenemar. Same thing if you learn the second parak. Mishnayis and Sanhedrin, also the Mishnah has Shenemar, more changes it to Mishum Shenemar, because it's a Gzera de Rabbanan. If it would have been a Din deraisa, it would make sense to say Shenemar. If it's a Gzera de Rabbanan, then you say Mishum Shenemar. So again, so if you hold like Reb Shimon, that there's no lab at all for eating Chametz on Er Pesach. So it means, is it mutter to eat Chametz on Er Pesach after Chatzos? Achilek. So it's mutter to eat Chametz. So most of the Rishonim assume that no, tashbisu means you have to destroy the chametz in some form or another. Let's say hashbisasa b'chol davar. Okay, you have to destroy the chametz in some form or another, other than eating it. If you're eating it, that's not called tashbisu. Tashbisu means to destroy it. There's the adua. It's a famous that Balamor on the bottom of the riff has an original idea that the other rishonim did not agree with. That if you eat the chametz, ain't a hashbasa gedola mizu. You have consumed the chametz before Pesach, so you fulfilled the mitzvah l'mahadrin of tashbisu, ach b'yam rishon tashbisu. I have disposed of the chametz on Erev Pesach by eating it up. So most of the rishonim disagree with that balamor. No, you have to. It's self understood. Tashbisu means you have to destroy the chametz in some form or another without not eating it somehow. So if you eat the chametz, that's an iser esek. What if you get hanor from the chametz? And Erev Pesach after Chatzos also, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Chametz b'Pesach, Chametz Erev Pesach after Chatzos, Chametz Shavah la Pesach, all three are the same. Also b'Achila, also b'Anor. The only difference is Koris. Koris is only an Achila b'Pesach, and Anor there's no Koris. And Achila and Anor Erev Pesach, and Achila and Anor Erev Pesach, and after Pesach, so there's no love. There's no Koris. Yeah. There's no chorus. But the shot is according to Reb Shimon. If you all like Reb Shimon and Erev Pesach, so most of the Rishonim reject the Balamor. They hold that Ach Be'am Rishon Tashbisu. Tashbisu implies an Issa essay against eating the chametz. And Erev Pesach after Chatzos. And the Rabbanon, they even extended it an hour or two before, 2 hours before. Yeah, what about Hanoah? According to Reb Shimon, chametz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos will be also b'hanoah min haTorah because of the Isser Esay of Tashbisu. So the Girsa, the way we have in the Gemara, has on the third line from the top on Chof Chesem and Beis Mishosh also b'achila also b'hanoah. From the time the chametz is also b'achila is also b'hanoah, that's a lashon of the Braises. So the Gemara interjects with a comment. I saw in the Tanakhama that only works according to Reb Yehuda, but not according to Reb Shimon. Tanakhama here is Reb Yehuda, and then Reb Shimon disagrees. So the simple reading of the Gemara says that Reb Yehuda, the Reb Shimon holds that it's asa b'achila men haTorah after Chatzos because it's an iser essay of Tashbisu. But the Tashbisu does not imply an iser essay on Hanoah. I b'chametz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos is asa b'hanoah. That's only midirabbanan. Yeah. And then the same thing, al pi pashtus, does Tashbisu imply that it's also lekaimo? You're not allowed to keep it around the house. So the Mishnah sounds like you're not allowed to keep it around the house. It says, sorfim etchila shesh. Sorfim etchila shesh. You burn the chametz in shor shishis. You burn the chametz in shor shishis, so you don't have it in your ownership after chatzos. Even sorfim etchila shesh, because the Mishnah was not sure, is it to be taken literally? You destroy the chametz, you burn the chametz b'tchila sheish. It doesn't mean b'sof chamesh, because midrabbanan they said we should treat shor shishis as if it's after chatzos adam toeh b'shachah. So we treat it as if chatzos began at the beginning of shor shishis. Min haTorah chatzos begins b'shor shviyis at the end of the sixth hour, the beginning of the seventh hour. But midrabbanan they said we should act midrabbanan as if shor shishis is ready after chatzos. So if there is a din that also lekaima, you're not allowed to have chametz in your possession. So how does it say in the Mishnah, sorfim etchila sheish? So the Kes Mishnah is not sure whether it's to be taken literally, sorfim etchila sheish, or it's labdavke, really means sorfim mishof chamesh. Because you're not allowed to leave it over till tchila sheish, because midirabbanan, that's like after chatzos. And after chatzos, even if you're old like Reb Shimon, but it's also lekaima. So that's a question, how much, according to Reb Shimon, that you don't have a lois essay on Erev Pesach, but we assume that Tashbisu is not only a kiyum essay to destroy the chametz, it's also an iser essay. So an iser essay on what? Is it only an iser essay on achila? That's how the girsa sounds like in the Gemara, but it's muta b'hanoah all day long. And quite a few of the Rishonim from Provence, they seem not to have the Gemiri and a few other Rishonim. They probably didn't have this Girsa in the Gemara. The Sam Gemara don't have this line. The Chidush Aran had the Girsa, and he somehow interprets it away. He says, even according to Reb Shimon, Tashbisu is an Isser Esser, both on Achila and on Hanoah. Mishor Shasa Achila Asmanah is not only according to Reb Yehuda, it's also according to Reb Shimon also. The only difference is, according to Reb Yehuda, there's a lav and there's malchus. According to Reb Shimon, it's only an iser asay. There's no malchus. And then the third issue is the also lekaimo on Erev Pesach. You're not allowed to keep it in your possession. So some rishonim say that there's mamish literally while you were by matzah, starting from chatzosan. That's what it sounds like from the Rambam. We had a Rashi earlier in the Masichta, the beginning of the first parak. Rashi sounds like after chatzos there's while you were by matzah. The Migdal is on the bottom of the page and the Rambam quotes that Rashi. Because the Rambam sounds like he says, not really. The Raibit understood the Rambam as if he said, the chametz after chatzos, you violate Bal Yerub by Matzah. One could easily interpret the Rambam not so. The Rambam just says you should dispose of the chametz, you shouldn't violate Bal Yerub. When it comes Pesach, it doesn't necessarily mean that after chatzos, you violate Bal Yerub. That's how the Raibit understood the Ram. So the Raibit asked, how can the Rambam say that there's Bal Yerub by Motzi after Chatzos? It says, Shivas Yomim Solei Motzi Bevatechem. It says only Shivas Yomim. There can't be a lav Bal Yerub by Motzi. So that's a question, is it? So the Migdaloi says on the bottom of the page on the Rambam, Migdaloi always defends the Rambam. most difficult Rambams, and the Rabbi says it's against the Gemara, it's against the Mishnah, it's against the Pasuk and Chumash. Migdal Oz always says, no, the Rambam is right and the Rabbi is wrong. So here the Migdal Oz comes to defend the Rambam, that the Rambam says that there's Bali Rabbi Motzei. The Rabbi understood the Rambam as saying that there's a dinner, a law of Bali Rabbi Motzei starting from Chatzos and Erev Pesach. So the Migdal Oz comes to defend the Rambam. So he says, Rashi holds the same, so don't get so excited. Rashi also holds that this Bali Rabbi. It's a difficult Rashi. It's a problematic Rashi. Not that it doesn't make the Rambam any better. The Rabbi's Kasha is still a Kasha. But that's how the Migdal Oz defends the Rambam. He says, the Rabbi shouldn't get so excited. Rashi also agrees with the Rambam that there is Bali Rabbi Matz. So those are three different versions of what Reb Shimon said. The Pashto says that according to Reb Shimon, Tashbisu implies an Isar Ese on what? So most of the Rishonim don't accept the Balaman. They say an Isar Ese on Achila. You have to dispose of the, you have to destroy the Chomis in some form or another other than eating it. It implies not to eat it. That's an Isar Ese on Achila. And that a group of Rishonim don't seem to have had this Girsa Hasan the Tanakhama. They say even according to Reb Shimon, who's the Tanakhama, even according to Reb Shimon, who's not the Tanakam, Tanakam is Reb Yudah. So according to Reb Yudah, Mishosh HaSabachilo HaSabanua, from Chatzai San, it's HaSabachilo HaSabanua. But according to Reb Shimon, they maybe didn't have that girsa. They hold that included in Tashbisa is an Isser Esser, not only an Achila and Hano as well. And a third version would be, Tap Taisus and Chav Chesan and Beis does not hold like this. Third version, other Rishonim hold, there's no Bal Yerah, Bal Yimotzei after Chatzai, most hold there isn't. But there's an Isser Esser of Tashbisa. Taisa says not so. Taisa says the Isser, the prohibition against maintaining chametz in your possession on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, going to Reb Shimon, is only made the Rabbanan. It's not an Isser Derais. So those are the different versions of Liba the Reb Shimon. What is included in the Isser Esser? Yeah. So Tashbisa is both an Isser Esser and a Kiyum Esser. Both an Isser Esser as well as a kiyum essay. Women are not mechuyev in a mitzvah saseh shehazman grama, but iser essay shehazman grama, Rabbi Kevega points out women are mechuyev. He quotes that segemar in the end of the second parak in Sukkah. The Gemara talks about Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara says that women are also obligated to observe Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. It's only a mitzvah saseh shehazman grama, and there's no loy saseh. The Gemara said there's no lav. A loy saseh shehazman grama, women are obligated to observe. But this, there is no lois essay on Tosefes Yom Kippurim. It's only an essay. If there would have been kareis, so if you have an essay that has kareis, so the Svasemis writes on Daf Tzadik Amud Beis to interpret the Gemara there. He says it would appear from the Gemara whenever there's an essay that has kareis, it's behechreach. It's obvious that essay contains also an iser essay. If it's only a kiyum essay, it doesn't make sense to say that you're punished with kareis for failing, for a sin of omission, for failing to fulfill a mitzvah, saseh yechayv koreis. There's only koreis if you violated an aveira. So it must be that the Pesach and Milo, that if you don't observe them, yechayv koreis. It must be that there's an iser asay there. That's what the Svasemis points out. So the Gemara says, I have a pasuk to teach me that women are mechuyev to Tosefes Yom Kippurim. I would have said Amayom, they're not mechuyev, because there's no lois esse and there's no kareis. That's the Loshan Gemara. There's neither a lav nor kareis. Means if there would have been a lav, a lois esse, shazman grama, women are mechuyev. There would have been kareis, so the essay would have been an iser essay. An iser essay is treated the same as a lois esse, that women are mechuyev, even if it says man grama. Yeah, but the shot is, what about, let's say, over here, Tashbisu? Are women mechuyev to observe the mitzvah Tashbisa? So the Isser essay, Shazman Grama, women are mechuyev. What about the Kiyum essay? What about the Kiyum essay of Tashbisa? Do you say it's a mitzvah sesa Shazman Grama, Noshim Pturas? Or do you say, since included in the same essay is an Isser essay and a Kiyum essay, maybe that's like Zocha Vishama B'di Berecha Nemru. Here it's better than B'di Berecha. Here there's one pasuk, Ach b'yam rishon tashbisa, and the two levels of understanding on the pasuk, it's both a kiyum essay and an iser essay. So since the iser essay, women are mechuyevin, so maybe the kiyum essay also they're mechuyevin. Pashto says that women are mechuyev. Pashto says that women are mechuyevin in the essay of tashbisa. Okay, so tashbisa is both a kiyum essay and an iser essay. When is the zman of the kiyum essay? So Rashi on Daf Yud Beis and Beis, Tosfos had a machlokes with Rashi. How to read the Gemara Yud Beis and Beis? Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda holds Zayin Be'achamis Ala B'Sreifa. That's only sometimes. And other times, Rashi will agree that Hashbasasa B'Chol Dova. When does he hold Hashbasasa B'Chol Dova? When does he hold Zayin Be'achamis Ala B'Sreifa? So Rashi read the Gemara like this. The Zman of the Kiyam Mesa of Tashbisa, Ein Bechamis Ala B'Sreifa, Achilik, we split the day in half, Erev Pesach. So before Chatzos is the Zman of the Kiyam Mesa. And after Chatzos is the Zman of the Isseres. So Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Bechamis Ala B'Sreifa. That's the way to fulfill the Kiyam Mesa. So that's before Chatzos. But after Chatzos is not the correct Zman for the Kiyam Mesa. That's when the Isseres sets in. So the Isseres requires you should be, if you don't have a fire, to burn it in, then it's going to be Hashbasasa B'chol Dover after Chatzos. And the Bali HaTosfos, and a few Tosfos in it, we had the Mordechai quoted such an opinion. Bali HaTosfos hold the reverse, that the Zman of the Kiyam Mesa is Dafke after Chatzos. They're both, the Kiyam Mesa and the Yisra Esa, they both have the same Zman after Chatzos. Midi Rabbanan, Sorfim Etchila Sheish, because we treat Sheish as if it's already Chatzos, Midi Rabbanan. Since Adam Tay B'Shah Achas, so the Zman to fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu is Menatara after Chatzos. The Rabban, they moved it up an hour before Sarfim Etchila Sheish. So according to Tosfos, the Zman of the Isseres, the Zman of the Kiyam Mesa, both the same Zman. The Zman is after Chatzos. Aye, but the Mishnah says Sarfim Etchila Sheish. That's considered Chatzos with the Rabban. The Mordechai quoted one of the Bali HaTosfos had the practice. He would save, he had a whole few pounds of chametz. He would save one kazais of chametz to burn it after chatzos, because he felt it cannot be that the chachamim made a takana. We considered shor shishis as if it's after chatzos, adam tar shachas, so we consider it surfim etchila sheish. That's like you're fulfilling the mitzvah tashbisu after this man isura, because we consider as if Chila Shor Shishis is already Chatzos. Yeah, but then it turns out the Oike Dov Men HaTorah Legamre. No Jew has ever Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tashbisu Men HaTorah, because this Man Kim HaMitzvah is only after Chatzos. How can it be? The Chacham made a Takana. We should treat Shor Shishis as if it's Chatzos, and you should burn the Chametz with Chila Shesh. The Kesem Mishnah had a suggestion. Maybe you even have to burn the Chametz when the Rabbanim B'Sof Chomesh. Not b'tchila shesh. Maybe you're not allowed to burn it. Maybe not allowed to wait till tchila shesh. So that's against that opinion in the Mordechai. Mordechai quoted an opinion in the Bali HaTosfos. The Zman for the Kiyam HaMitzvah is after Chatzos, on the level of the Raisa. Ah, you'll already be in violation of keeping Chametz in your possession. So that's what Tosfos had a raya from the Gemara. Hamasha Chametz HaManas Levarai is not Oivram Bal Yiro by Motzah. That's the bottom line in Tosfos on Chof Tes on the base. Hamasha Chametz al Manas Levara is not in violation by Rabbi Matzah. Why not? So Tosfos says, because it's a Laban Nitek Le'essay. So if you have a mind to do the essay, then it turns out that you didn't violate the law. That's what a difficult Tosfos. That's the reason why. That's what the Shagasaya is. How can you say that? The Gemara says there's a law, Loisigzel. And then if a person did steal, there's an essay, the Heshavasagzela. And the Gemara says, therefore, the Gemara says in the third paragraph, Malkus, therefore, a Gazlan who stole from someone else doesn't get Malkus because it's a Laban Nitek L'Essay. A Laban Nitek L'Essay is a Loikim Olov. You don't get Malkus. So would you say every time there's a Laban Nitek L'Essay, that's what it sounds from Tosfos. It's Mutal L'Chatchila to violate the law if you have a mind to fulfill the essay later. Mutal to be Masha Chometz is not a violation by Rabbi Motzei. If you're being Masha Chametz, Hamanas Levare. So the Shagasar, yes, but the Gemara says in Bab Metzia, Loi Sigzol even goes on Hamanas Lahachzir. Even if he plans to give it back, it's also a din of Loi Sigzol. You don't say that because the Gemara says the famous that Loi Sigzol is a Lava Nita Glassi. You don't say because it's a Lava Nita Glassi. You're not in violation of the Lava if you have in mind to fulfill the essay later. It's not true. So why did Tosfos say it here? Unless Tosfos perhaps holds there's a strange ritva that the Ktzais HaChoshen quotes in the Lav, in when the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the end of Choshen Mishpat, the Dinim of Loi Sigzol. So the Ktzais HaChoshen quotes a Ritva quoted by the Shittim Kovetzes on Bob Metzia. The Gozel HaMenas L'Hachzer cannot be an Issa Deraisa. Why? It has to be only, it's only an Issa Derabon. On the level of Deraisa, there's no Issa. How does he know that there's no Issa? Because Ma'isim B'chol Yom, everybody does it. A lot of people want to tease each other, so they cause them aggravation. So they steal something that belongs to the other person in order to cause them aggravation. So causing aggravation is an Issa that's called Oino Az Dvarim. The Pasuk says twice the same thing, Losanu Isha Samiso. So what do you need the Pasuk written twice? So the Gemara says the first time it goes, Losanu Isha Samiso, you're not allowed to cheat your fellow Jew if you're charging too much for the merchandise that you're selling him. That's called Ainoas Mammon, or you're paying him too little for the merchandise that you're buying from him. You fool him into believing that it's worth less and you pay less. So that's Lasano Ishus Hamisa goes, Ainoas Mammon. And then there's another pasuk which repeated a second time, Lasano Ishus Hamisa. So the Gemara said, that goes on Ainoas Dvarim, not to cause any aggravation to someone else. So let's say if it goes Alamanas Lamekat, I stole something just in order to get you aggravated, and then I'm going to give it back later on. After I'll accomplish my good deed for the day and cause you a little aggravation, then I'll give it back because I don't want to violate like Sigzel. So there, you clearly are in violation of Ainoas Dvarim, that for sure you did. But so the Ritva thinks you're only a violation of Ainoas Dvarim, you're not in violation of Lasigzel. It cannot be, because the Jews were never, it cannot be that all the Jews are a violation of Lasigzel. How can it be that all the Jews are a violation of Ainoas Dvarim? It is a lab for sure, he's over on a lab anyway. So that's what the Shagasari is not happy. Shagasari didn't quote, he probably didn't have that ritva, probably didn't have a Shita Mukubet, didn't have so many Rishon. But the Ksaisa Cheshin quotes that ritva. The Gozal Amanas L'Shalam Kefel, the Gemara says you're not allowed to steal. Let's say there's a person who's an Ani and he really needs a tzedakah and he refuses to accept it. So I steal from him in order that I should be mechuyev to pay back Kefel. So that's the Gemara says also asa goynev amanas l'shalem kefil is also asa. You're not allowed to do that. So these are the different opinions. Again, according to Reb Shimon, that there is no lav on erev Pesach, but it's only an iser esay. So what's included in the iser esay? And then the next topic was, when is the Zman for the Kiyam essay? So the Tosfos on Yud Beis and Beis disagrees with Rashi. Rashi says the Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Biyachom Sel B'Sreifa, that's before Chatzos, because before Chatzos is the Zman for the Kiyam essay. But after Chatzos is Zman of the Iser essay. So if you don't have the ability to make a fire, for some reason or another, you don't have any Sreifa, Tosfos Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Biyachom Sel B'Sreifa. So you'll have to, so you wait till after Chatzos, then you do Hashbasasa B'chol Dover. Why? Because after Chatzos is the Zman of the Iser Esi. So then you have to dispose of the Chametz, not to violate the Iser Esi of having Chametz in your possession. Or yeah, or if Rabbi Shimon holds that that's not included on the level of the Raisa in the Iser Esi of Tashbisu. It's only in Iser Esi and Achila. Doesn't go on Hano, doesn't go on Kiyum, the Kaim, all right. So you have to dispose of the chametz. You have to destroy the chametz, not to violate the law on Pesach. Yeah, not to violate on Pesach.
Rabbi.
Yes.
According to the Baalei Tosfos who disagreed with Mordechai and didn't leave Kazayas of chametz till after Chatzos, yeah. So were they not Mekayim the Kiyum Asay? And is there a difference also between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan? Is it that according to the Rabbanan, there is a Kiyam Asay, even just the Sheva Al Tasay of having no Chametz, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need to do something with Kumba Asay?
Could be. It could be. That's the Shala that was bothering that Baal HaTosfos that the Mordechai quotes. Does it make sense that the Chachamim, Bo'ikah the Mitzvah Lagamri, we usually assume they don't do that. That's the famous Hataz HaYodua. The Taz... quotes a kasha from his father-in-law, from the Bach. Why did the Chachamim only prohibit Kir Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? Zera Shemi Avarena Dalaramis B'Shus Rabbim. Zera the Rabbi didn't make the Zera. Rabbi explains the reason why. They should have prohibited Kir Shofar every Rosh Hashanah. Mashmiya Kol Klish. It's a Klishir. It's a Kli HaMiuchad LaHashmoas Kol. So the Shura prohibited blowing shofar at every Rosh Hashanah, even Chal B'chol, because of Mashmiya Kol. So the Taz quotes the answer from the Bach, the Chachamim don't have the authority to be Oikadav Men HaTorah Mikol B'chol. It'll come out that the Jews never fulfill the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. They have no right to do that. And they interpreted it more like that. They have a right to make a siyog, but they can't be Oikar Mitzvah Mikol B'chol. Yeah. So that's the Shaila. The way we do, we burn the chametz before Chatzos. We don't wait till after Chatzos. So it comes out that no Jew in the world is after the chametz made the takana. Sor from a tchila sheish, sor from a sof chametz, whatever. Comes out that no one has ever mekayim the kiyam esei. Unless you say, alibi de rebuta, there's a kiyam esei. Alibi de rabbanan, maybe the kiyam esei is fulfilled b'shevi al tase. Okay. Like you suggested. Maybe the Kimes is fulfilled B'Shevi Atase. Let's say fasting on Yom Kippur, abstaining from Malacha on Yontif, the Rambam writes, is a Kiyamas, I raise a Kiyam Mitzvah Saseh, the Rambam writes. One who doesn't do Malacha on Yontif, he doesn't write it by Shabbos, but the Rav Soloveitchik assumed that the Dov Pasha, it's the same by Shabbos, he writes in the Hilchos Yontif. A person who abstains Malacha on Shabbos and Yontif, I raise a Kiyam Mitzvah Saseh, it's a Kiyam Saseh. Not just an Isar Asay. So you see, you can have a Kiyam Asay by B'Shev Al Tasa also. He's abstaining from Malacha. He has a Kiyam Asay. Same thing, fasting on Yom Kippur. Fasting on Yom Kippur is a Kiyam Asay, even though there's no Kumbi Asay. It's a Shev Al Tasa. Just abstain from eating. But that constitutes a Kiyam Asay. Some of the Rishonim hold that the Chi of Chinuch, to be Mechanach, the children and mitzvahs, only applies to mitzvahs asay, doesn't apply to mitzvahs lases. Because the Mara says, kot noichon nevelus, the kid could eat, the young child before bar mitzvah, not so young, he's at 12 and a half years old. The kid can eat all the treifas, chazer, bas, b'chol, of everything. But we should tell him that next week you're going to be bar mitzvah. So starting from bar mitzvah on, you can't eat chazer, you can't eat bas, b'chol, you can't eat non-kosher food. So here for the Rishonim hold like that. The parents are also not mitzvah lafrisha. The only time there's a din of chinuch midrabbanan is on a mitzvah sasei. Because on mitzvah sasei, there's a kiyum. So the Mishnah says that there's chinuch on fasting on Yom Kippur. So the answer is yeah. Fasting on Yom Kippur is a kiyum asei. Yom Mikayim, you have a kiyum asei. B'shev al tasei. He doesn't do anything. Mikum li asei. It's just that he abstains from eating. But the not eating constitutes on Yom Kippur constitutes a kiyam asay, like not doing malach on Shabbos and Yom Tov also constitutes a kiyam asay, and there's chinuch on mitzvahs asay, even though the child is not mitzvah, but there's a concept ain't a mitzvah v'yosa, but there's no concept ain't a mitzvah v'yosa on a lois asay. Let's say I'm not a kohen, so I'll be machmer al atzmi not to marry a grusha. What does I have to do? I'll be machmer not to go to the cemetery. Why? You're not a kohen. It doesn't make sense, ain't a mitzvah. Ain't a mitzvah doesn't make sense on a mitzvah saseh. You're not mitzvah. A woman is not mitzvah to shake a lulav or to listen to tkiyas. But if she wants to volunteer, so that makes sense. But to volunteer to observe an isa lav or an isa raseh, it doesn't make sense to volunteer. There's no kiyam on mitzvah. So there's no schar, there's no wash. It gets schar. Yoshev, if a person abstains from malocha, he had to control himself. So he has self-control. So he gets schar for controlling his desire for doing the aver. He didn't do the aver. But he doesn't get schar for a kiyam mitzvah. There is no kiyam mitzvah. When you avoid violation of Eloi says that there is no kiyam mitzvah. Yeah, what is a chata soif habo ala sofik? What in the world is that all about? On the top of chesam and alav, chata soif habo ala sofik. So Rashi explains, it's a concept, a halacha, it's a pasuk. Rashi said it's learned out from a pasuk. There's the beginning of the second perek in Krisis, it's called perek habo mechusar kapor. There are four people who were tomei. They had to go to mikveh to become tahor. They had to have harav shemesh. They had to wait till tzeis hakochav mefalim and going to mikveh, and then have to bring a korban to complete the tahara process. Who would abo mechusik kapor? Zab zava yoledes a mitzora. A nido has to go to mikveh, has to have Har HaShemesh, but she's not obligated to bring Karbanos. But a Zava Zava, your letters of Mitzvah, after they go to Mikvah and after they have the Har HaShemesh, then they're obligated to bring a Korban. And when they bring the Korban, that completes the Tahara. Even after they have Tefillah in the Mikvah and Har HaShemesh, they're still not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash Ari Kachim. They're still Tomei with respect to Kachim and Knesa LaMikdash until they bring the special Karbanos. So the question is, Yoledes is one of the Abam Chusi Kapar. Mishnahis talk about a situation. A woman had a miscarriage. So if she had, the pregnancy was less than 40 days. It's not exactly 40 days. Something like 43, 44 days when the Tzuras Avlad is Niker. When you have, I remember when we had little babies, so we used to go to Dr. Gribbetz. So Dr. Gribbetz in his office, he was a baby doctor. So he used to have a whole book that has photographs of what the fetus looks like after 35 days, after 40 days, after 44 days. So just about then, it's not exactly 40 days. It's a little bit after 40 days, 43, 44, something like that, of a pregnancy. So then it's already Nika the Tzuras Havlad. The whole uber, the whole fetus is only something like an inch by an inch. It's very tiny. It's inside the rechem of the pregnant woman. It's very tiny, approximately an inch by an inch. But you can already see the shape of the, like a gingerbread man, like a shape on a cookie. You can see a head and arms and legs. It's the beginning of the formation. There's a tzuras avlad nika. It's not viable if it'll come out from the body, the baby will not survive. Yeah, it's only a viable baby if she had a pregnancy, at least to enter into the ninth month. Then it's that's called kolal chadoshev. If it's only 40 days old, 44 days old, it's not going to be viable. But that's called tzuras havlad. So the Mishnahis talk about a woman suffering a loss of a fetus. Woman loses a baby, and she doesn't know whether the pregnancy was more than 44 days or less than 44 days. She didn't see it. Let's say sometimes she sat on a toilet seat and she thought that the dam is coming out. It came out, that the uber came out, and she flushed it down the toilet. It's so tiny. She didn't even see what it was. So what do you do? So the woman for the rest of her life will be a suffix tamea. So she can't enter the Beis HaMikdash. She can't eat any karbonis. Because one of the karbonis that you bring, that the Yoledes brings, is a chatas. She brings a chatas and an oiler. So the oiler, Rashi says, you can bring ala tanai. She can be masna. She can say, if it was really a vlad, hareza oiler lechoy vase. And if it was not a vlad, hareza oiler snedova. You can bring an oiler as an adova. But the Yoledes also has to bring a chatas. So the chatas is not bob and edin adova. Chatas, if you're not mechuyev, you can't bring a chatas. So how does she bring chatas? So that's called chatas saif abu ala sofik. So the din is, if she's the Yoledes brings carbon, that's called the carbon oiler v'yorid. If she can afford it, she brings carbonus from behema. And if she can't afford that, that's extremely expensive. She can't afford that, then she brings karbanos ha'oif, olos ha'oif and achatos ha'oif. So, achatos behema, you cannot bring if you're not mechuyev. It's not bo ala sofek. You cannot do that. Chata sa'if, you can bring ala sofik. The Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. Yeah, but chata sa'if is only acceptable for a woman who's a yoledes aniyah. She's an ashira, then she doesn't bring chata sa'if. A yoledes either brings bashiras or baniyas. If she can afford it, she brings bashiras, and if she can't afford it, she brings baniyas. There's a parsha in the Chumash and parsha in Vayikra by Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav, Shvuas Bitoy, Shvuas Eidus. Any one of those three averis. So if the person violated the averi, then he has to get a kapara. So there, the oil of the yori, that means the price goes up, the price goes down, depending on how much the person can afford. So there you can bring either the bashiras or bedalas or bedalidalas. There are three levels. If the person can afford it, he has to bring karbanis behema. If he can't afford it, he brings karbanis oif. If you can't even afford that, then he brings a minchas chayte. That's by the three chatas alav yared, by the tumas migdash kadosh is one, and the second one is shuas bito, and the third one is shuas eidus. But by the oledes, it's an oil of yared, but of only two categories. Either she brings it bashiras or banias. So if you bring it bedalus. So if you bring it bashiras, you bring achatas behema and an oil is behema. If you bring it bedalus, if you can't afford that, then you bring a chatasoif. So there's a pasuk that teaches us if the woman has a suffix, whether she he ruach hipila, did she have a miscarriage? Did it have a tzuras avlad? Did it not have a tzuras avlad? She herself doesn't know. So and you say misafik, she can bring the chatasoif. The other soif she can bring alatanai. If I'm mechuyev in the korban yoledes, this should be hareza oila lechayvasi. If I'm not mechuyev, if it was a ruach hipila, then she wants it to be an oilus nedova. What you going to do on the chatas? So the pasuk tells you, if it's bo banias, if it's bo bashiris, a chatas behema, there's no solution. There's no way out. If you bring it banias, then you can bring a chatasayif, habo ala safek. The Torah was mekel, you can be makrevit, but you can't eat it. Because how do you do when you shecht oifus shalchulin? When we buy empire chickens, so in shecht oifer shalchulin, so you have to do shechita betolush. You have to shecht with a knife. You can't shecht with your fingernail. If the fingernail is attached to the body, that's called mechuber. It's not mechuber lekarka, but it's mechuber laadam. So you need shechita besaken. But if you shecht in kochim, you have to do malika betzipor and shalakayim. So if you do malika, if you bring a chatasayif abol asafik, you do malika. So it's a suffix whether the chatas was a chatasoif. If there was a vlad, if there was a tzuris of vlad, if the pregnancy was more than 44 days, there was a tzuris of vlad, then she's tak mechuyev to bring a chatasoif, and then the malika is materid bachila. But maybe it was a ruach epila. Maybe it wasn't a 44-day pregnancy. Maybe there was no tzuris of vlad, in which case you're not supposed to bring the chatasoif. So you bring the chatasoif, but because you did malika on it, there's going to be a sofik nevela. If it's chulin, then it's a sofik nevela. So then it's ena nechelos. Chatasoif, abola sofik, is kreva, but ena nechelos. How can she bring a chatasoif if she's a yoledes ashira? The Gemara says she has to be mafka. She and her husband have to be mafka all of their money. If they have a lot of money in the bank account, then they're not aniyim. And this is the korban olav yored. If you can afford it, you mechuyev to bring a chatas behema. You're not yotzei by the chatasoif. That means if she had such a miscarriage that it's a suffix, whether did the vlad was a 44-day pregnancy or not, was there a tzuras of vlad or not? So then she has to be, she and her husband have to be mapko all of their assets. Otherwise, there's no way to be misah. You have to be mapko all the assets, and now they're aniyim. So then aniyim can be yotzei by the chatasoif. So then the pasuk tells you she can bring chatasayif abola sofik. So it's kariv in the Beis Hamikdash, but it's ain't a nechal. You're not allowed to eat it. So what if you brought? Yeah. So there's a machlokes hatanoim in the Mishnah and Temura. What if you brought a chatasayif abola sofik? Chatasayif abola sofik. Rashi writes, "Gon hipila." Suffolk lot, suffolk ain't of lot. Maybe Ruachi Pila. Maybe it was less than a 44-day pregnancy. Ain't Achelus Bikachim. The Yoledes, or Yoledes is obligated to bring Karbonis even if she had a miscarriage. Even if she had a miscarriage, she's obligated to bring the Karbonis. And Kolzman, she doesn't bring the Karbonis. She's Tameo, even though she went to Mikra and she had Harav Shemesh. She's permitted to eat Truma, but she's not allowed to eat Kachim and not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi writes, "Ein achelus bekachim the yoledes is mechusik kipurim misafik shema vladhu achitavi kaparosa." So what does she bring? She has to bring a chatas and an oila. So the oila she brings alatanai. Oila bo alatanai. Im yaladite harei lichavos mlav. If lo yaladite, if it was ruchi pila, because the pregnancy was less than 44 days, she herself does know. So im lav if lo yaladite harei hinedover. So that's okay because oil is bob and a double, but chatasayif Why? It's a pasuk. The Gemara Nazir learns it out from a pasuk. But you're not allowed to eat that chatzis seif habala safik. Why? Shema chulin hu malikasa shav yinevela. Malika is mechuber. You're shechting when you do malika on the oif. You're shechting with the tzitpan, which is mechuber to the guf adam. So if it's really a chatzis seif, then malikasa zuish chitasa. Then the kohanim are permitted to eat. Chatzis is a kachi kachim. So the kohanim are supposed to zichrei kuna, supposed to eat kachi kachim in the azara. But it's a suffix, whether it was ruach hipila or shema nefil hipila. So since it's a suffix, so you're not allowed to eat it because it's a suffix nevela. That's what Rashi explains. The malikos of shavi nevela. Pligi bar rabbi rabban berg basu de tmura la medala ral chatzis seif habal ha suffix ti sareif rabbi raimer yati len ala omet samachlokes hataraim. What do you do with the chatzis seif habal ha suffix? So the rabbanon said that it's ti sareif. What's the other machlokes rabbi and the rabbanon? By Oshem Tolui, a person brings an Oshem Tolui. So what, an Oshem Tolui, when do you bring an Oshem Tolui? Rashi explained. Bring an Oshem Tolui if you have an Ikva Isura Sofik. Chatich achas mishtei chatichas. Have a tarubas of chad b'chad. If you have a tarubas of chad b'tray, so it's bottled b'raib, so you're allowed to eat it. If you have a tarubas of chad b'chad, it's not bottled b'raib. There is no raib, chad b'chad. But that's called an Ikva Isura. So you're not allowed to eat it, even according to the Rambam. The suffix, the raisa lekulam, the raisa even by chavi krisis, al pi pashtus. But if it's a suffix avik for yisur, that's a different halashem suffix that you're not allowed to be mekel on. So if he had a tarubis of chatichas chedem and chatichas shuman, that's the top Rashi. Rashi writes, Hashem tali bo al suffix kars kigon chedem v'shuman lefona v'shogeg bechamem ve'en idea eze mehem ochal. He does not know whether he ate chedav or he ate shuman, so he's b'chayv to bring an Oshem Tolui. What if later on he brings Oshem Tolui today, then later on he discovers that what he ate was indeed chedav. He discovers the fact that it really was chedav. Someone knows that it was chedav. So then he brought an Oshem Tolui, is matzel him from einish temporarily. But once he finds out for sure that he did sin b'shoigeg, then he's still mechuyev to bring a chatas. The Hashem Tal is megim in ayisurim until he finds out that he's mechuyev to bring a, if he'll find out that it's a vadai, that he did violate, he ate chelev, he didn't eat the shuman, he ate the chelev, then he'll be mechuyev to bring the chatas. But Kozman, he doesn't know, so he's yotze with the Hashem Tal. So when you bring an Hashem Tal, the Kohanim are allowed to eat it. There were six Hashemas, the Kohanim eat all the six Hashemas, they eat Hashem Tal also. So what do you mean there's a machlek zabur in the Rabbanan? Whether Oshem Tolui is Bisreifa or Oshem Tolui is Bikvura. Why should it be Bisreifa or Bikvura? The Kohanim should eat it. So Rashi explains, he brought an Oshem Tolui because it was an Ikva Yisura, Taruvus Al-Chad Bechad. And then it became Be'ir above Psul, or Noiser. Something happened. It became Pigal, became Noiser, became Tommy. Something happened. So normally Pigal Noiser Tommy is Bisreifa, but here it's Pigal Noiser Tommy of an Oshem Tolui. The whole Oshem Tolui is ala sofik. So that's a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Normally, pigal nos and tamei is b'sreifa. What if it's a pigal nos and tamei of this korban Oshem Tolui, which was a sofik to begin with, is mechuyev ala sofik. So that's a machlokes, whether if it became pigal nos and tamei, will you do sreifa or is it enough hash b'sasa b'chol dova? So that's a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Okay. Then the Gemara raised the question, there's a Mishnah Masechas Avodah Zarah, how are you supposed to destroy Avodah Zarah? So one Tana says you're supposed to burn it. Whatever you can burn, you should burn. And the other Tana says, Af Mefar V'Zola Ruach HaMatal Ayam is also good. He is also a Machlekes, and I doubt whether Chometz Hash B'Sasa B'Chol Dover or Ein Bi Chometz Ela B'Sreifa. So when you say Hash B'Sasa B'Chol Dover, you matal ayam the way it is, you throw the dovish al avizor, the big pestle, you throw it into the ocean, you leave it like that. Well, you have to be just like mefarav v'zol ruach. So I told them, mefarav umatalayam. Maybe you have to grind it up. Maybe you have to chop it up to tiny particles before you throw it into the yam. So that's a machlokes Rabbi v'Rab Yosef. So there seem to be different braises. Braises talk about sometimes destroying the Avodah Zarah, sometimes Matalayam. So when is it destroying? When is it Matalayam? So Rabbah says that there's no difference between Chometz, if you all like the Rabbanim, Hashbisasa B'chol Dover, and you hold like the Tana Rabbi Yossi, that to destroy a Dover Shal Avodah Zarah is also Hashbisasa B'chol Dover, doesn't have to be Sreifa. So Rabbah is of the opinion there's no difference between Chometz, you're destroying Chometz and destroying Avodah Zarah. It depends whether you're throwing it into the Yam HaMelech or any other Yam. So the Yam HaMelech, there's so much salt, it's going to destroy the thing anyway. So in the Yam HaMelech, there's no need for Mefarev Ezor L'Ruch. You don't have to scatter it all over the place. But if it's any other body of water other than the Yam HaMelech, then they have to be Mefarev U'Matalayam. That's what Rabbi says. It's not a difference between Chometz and Avodah Zarah. It's a difference between Yam HaMelech versus all the other bodies of water. And Rabbi Yosef says, other Rabbi, he thinks it should be just the reverse. Thus it points out the Mamas Ibcha, it's not just the reverse. It's a totally different sheet. According to Rabbi, Rabbi Yosef is disagreeing with Rabbi. According to Rabbi, there is no difference between Chometz and in Avodah Zarah. The difference is between Yam HaMelech and Shar. Yam HaMelech, because there's so much salt, so you don't need Mefarer. And every other water location, you do need Mefarer. And according to Rabbi Yosef, even though he says Adra Ibcha Mistabra, it's not Ibcha, the opposite, that you have that you're machmer more in grinding it up in the Yam HaMelech than other. No, it's you get different chilek. Rabbi Yosef thinks, Adi Rabbi, there's a difference between Chometz that you want to dispose of and Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is usually a hard thing, so it's not going to disintegrate by itself. You'll throw it into the Yam HaMelech or into any other Yam, it's not going to fall apart. So if it's a hard thing made from metal or made from wood, then you have to chop it up into tiny pieces. Apen Farav Zol HaRuch. But if it's a food, like a sponge cake, or a loaf of bread, or cookies, or something like that, that's going to disintegrate by itself. So that you can, whether it's a Yam HaMelech or any other Yam, that you can throw out and shine. That you don't have to be Mefarer V'Zol HaRuch. So we have the next Mishnah that we spoke about a lot. Top places we spoke about. Yeah. The Gemara points out, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we understand why you have three psukim that seem to be repeating the same thing, that there's a lav by eating chametz. So he says, one pasuk goes chametz b'pesach, that is kars, one pasuk goes chametz shavala pesach, and he said, deraisa, even if nobody violated bal yorah by matzah, and the third pasuk, that is, erev pesach hefta chantzeis chametz asa b'achila asa b'ano. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's only one pasuk that says chametz b'pesach is asa b'achila and it chayv kares. So why do you need another two psukim? What are they teaching you? So the Gemara says each pasuk tells me a different din. So one pasuk teaches me hayem atem etzim chodesh aviv, that even though pesach l'doris is noig for 7 days, they said isra chametz all 7 days, but pesach mitzrayim is only noig 1 day. The isra achilas pesach was only 1 day, as the psukim seem to indicate. Okay. And then the other pasuk, the third, there were two psukim that were miyuter. Rabbi Yehuda said one pasuk goes on Chometz Shavala Pesach, one pasuk goes on Chometz Be'er Pesach Hefta Chantzais. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold from those two drushes. So Rabbi Shimon says one of the psukim is needed to tell me that one of the psukim is needed to tell me that what? That Pesach Mitzrayim is only annoyed 1 day. Yisrael Chametz was, they didn't have a yontif for 7 days, only 1 day. The other pasuk is needed to tell me, Kol Machmetz is even as Chametz Machmetz Dover Acher. is also considered anisa chametz. Okay. Then the Gemara says, one might have thought that the mitzvah to eat matzah is only noy bezbancha besamigdush o yikayim, that matzah mor abot hechshere de pischon. That's the Gemara's loshan on daf tzadik. Hechshere de pischon means that it's just like a person all year long has a pastrami sandwich. He wants to put in mustard, he wants to put in ketchup, whatever he enjoys. So the ketchup and the mustard add to the flavor of the sandwich. It tastes, people enjoy it better with the flavor. So here, eating al matzah smorayim yochlu hu means you should eat the korban pesach in conjunction with matzah smorayim. So that's hechshera de pischa. The Gemara said that enhances the kim, not hechshera. It's not that it enhances the flavor for the taste bud of the eating of the person who's eating it, but it enhances the kim mitzvah of achilas korban pesach. So one might have thought that matzah bezman is as the rabbanon, like mora bezman is as the rabbanon. Because there's no korban pesach. The Gemara says no, but you have an extra pasuk be'erev tochel matzahs l'kol b'choy v'afilu bizman hazeh. That in addition to matzah serving as hechshere de pischa, it also serves as an independent mitzvah. There's an independent mitzvah to eat matzah. Yeah, how do you see that it's a hechshere de pischa? Because on pesach sheni, you have to have matzah. Pesach sheni, you're not eating. There's no tashlumen on the mitzvah of matzah. The tashlumen is only on the korban pesach. But that's where the pasuk appears. On matzah simran yochlu hu. They should eat the pesach sheni in conjunction with matzah emara. Yeah, that's hechshere de pischa. So I need the pasuk by erev toch matzah lekol v'choy v'da bizman hazeh. But by mara there is no pasuk lekol v'choy. So the Gemara says mara bizman hazeh is only the rabban. That seems to be the mefarshim point. That it seems to be a machlokes the Rambam and Tosfos. What about Bizman HaMikdash, that they did have the Korban Pesach, but someone is Tomei HaBederech Rechoika, and he's unable to participate in the Korban Pesach for some reason or another. Tomei HaBederech Rechoika, whatever. So, does he have a mitzvah to eat Morer, Bizman HaMikdash, Min HaTorah? So, Tosfos seems to hold that Morer is both like Matzah. Morer is Hechshere de Pischa, and it's also a mitzvah Bifnei Atzma. The Gemara just learned that from a Pasuk, that the mitzvah of Mora as an independent mitzvah only applies bizman shabbis hamikdash hayikayim. After the Churban HaBayis, that is no longer an institution of Hakrabas Korban Pesach, so then Mora is only the Rabban. But Zman HaMikdash, Mora existed as an independent mitzvah. And the Rambam disagrees in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Rambam says Mora never existed as an independent mitzvah. The Rambam counts from the three mitzvahs, Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, the Rambam only counts two. And the Sefer HaMitzvah, a mitzvah to eat Kazayis Matzah. There's a mitzvah to eat Kazayis Korban Pesach, and a mitzvah to eat Matzah. And Matzah is both Hechsher de Pischa and an independent mitzvah. But he says Maror was never an independent mitzvah. That's why he says in the Sefer HaMitzvah, he's not going to list Maror as a separate mitzvah. It's only Hechsher de Pischa. So it's a detail, one of the pratim about the mitzvah. It's a detail in the mitzvah of achilas korban pesach. Rambam lists off two different mitzvahs: one mitzvah of shchitas korban pesach, one mitzvah of achilas korban pesach. The Gemara says that the achilas pesach is not miyakim; means a person participated in hakrovas korban pesach, and then he becomes nitma before the night time. Someone dies in his building and becomes tamei suddenly, and he can't eat; he cannot eat the korban pesach. But true, he can't eat Korban Pesach, but he already was a shutif in the Korban Pesach. He was Lemenuyov, and he was Yotze the Hakrova. So once the Rambam says, once you're Yotze Hakrova, you're not mechuyev to bring Pesach Sheni, even though you were unable to eat the Pesach Rishon. Yeah, the Gemara has the drasha here. The people, let's say, there's a tamei b'derech rechoika, the people who can't fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach for some reason or another. They live all over the world. They can't come to Yerushalayim. But they are mechuyev in matzah and in mor. That's the simple gears in the Gemara. Other Rishonim, the Miri quotes, other gersos had without the word matzah. Bohu deinoich avalech lehu. they didn't have the two words, Avalachu b'matzah, but they didn't have b'matzah u'b'mar. Matzah exists as an independent mitzvah. Mar, even b'zman ha-migdash, that's according to the Ram, didn't exist as an independent mitzvah. So that's why they cross out bohu derech avalachu b'matzah. You shouldn't say b'matzah u'b'mar. Yeah, what's the definition? A Jew who didn't have a bris milah. What if he's not allowed to have a bris milah because meisa echa machmas milah? So that's a machlekes Rashi and the Rabbein Tam and the first parak in Chagigah and another mesichtus. Rashi learns that oral is not allowed to eat korban pesach. Must be meisa echa machmas milah. Must be that he has a medical condition and it's not safe for him to undergo surgery to have a bris milah. So even though he's exempt from the mitzvah milah, because meisa machmas milah sofek sakana, he's exempt from the mitzvah, but still, he's not. He's an oral, so he's not allowed to eat korban pesach. Rabbeinu Tam said no. If he's exempt, so then he's not mechuyev. Not mechuyev, so you can't consider him an oral. Kol oral lo yochel ba, is only if he's an oral. The chachamim declared that he should participate in korban pesach, and he doesn't. The Chacham, if he's an oral, he's a mumel arelus. He's healthy, he's up to it, but he just doesn't, he's afraid to have a bris milah. So then he's not allowed to eat korban pesach. But if he has meisech machmas milah, he has a medical condition, and the doctors say it's not healthy for him, it's a suffix sakana, then he's not mechuyev to be mal. Then according to Rabbi Natam, he's mutar lechol korban pesach. Yeah, what's a benecha lo yoichal boy? Benecha means anochri, okay. Or mishan istaka maisav lo aviv shabashamayim. A Jew is an oivir abed azar. A Jew is oivir abed azar. Is it called benecha lo yoichal? But what if the Jew does tshuva? It used to be oivir abed azar, then it's choyzer b'tshuva. So Tesis assumes it's a double pashut. The Tesis dimamascha kolor, the second Tesis in the bottom of the page on chav ches on the base. So Tesis assumes a double pashut. If he's also tshuva, before his man shchitas haPesach, so let him before Lila, so he's permitted to participate in Korban Pesach. And the Miri quotes an opinion from the Chachmei Provence, and one of the Gedolim, and the Miri lived in Provence. So the Miri quotes an opinion that if a Jew ever worshipped Avodah Zarah for the rest of his life, he can never participate in Korban Pesach. That's a chiddush, a very big chiddush. Pashta says like this, one is a mummer, l'avod azar. But if he's over avod azar and he's chozer b'tshuva, so he's no longer mishen istaka ma'isa l'avod shabashamayim. He should be allowed to eat, yeah. So oral is a machlekes, Rashi and Tosis, and benecha is a machlekes, the Miri and everybody else. What if also tshuva? Do you ever have such a din? So you have a din coin show, but Avod Azar, even Chozer B'Tshuva. We wouldn't permit him to be makariv karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. Karim Shishim Shebe Beis Chanyo. That's a Mishnah in the end of Menachos, I think. Beis Chanyo was a temple that was built by Chanyo in Alexandria, and they brought karbonis there. And the Tanoim are not sure. They didn't have a chance to ascertain what was going on. Were they makariv karbonis Avod Azar? They were makar karbonis la'shamayim. So one opinion is they weren't sure. So some thought that it's only shchitechutz. Shchitechutz is a serious aver, it's curse. And others thought, no, that it's obir abir azar. So the Mishnah has like this, kohanim sheshimshu, the beis chanyo, those kohanim who used to be makar karbonis and beis chanyo, if they ever decide to do tshuva and to stop that shtick, we will not permit them to be makar karbonis and the beis hamigdash. Then it says, "Ein tzarach leimar ledover acher." If kohanim shishim shav beis chanya are not allowed to makariv in the beis hamikdash, so certainly if they worship Avodah Zarah, for sure you wouldn't allow them. Even if they're also tshuva, you wouldn't allow them to be makariv karbanos in the beis hamikdash. So the Mishnah, that Mishnah that says kohanim shishim shav beis chanya are not allowed to be makariv karbanos in the beis hamikdash. That's a double posh if they worship Avodah Zarah. So that Mishnah is assuming that Beis Chanya is not a Beis Avodah Zarah. It's just the Roiv HaShchut HaChutz. And the other Tanaim thought that it was a Beis Avodah Zarah. But that's the background of this opinion that the Meiri quoted on our daf on Chof Ches Amid Beis. The answer Tosfos Kasha and Divrei Maaseh Kol Ora Lo Yochal Boi. So the Sama Rishonim came up with this answer that a kohen who once worshipped Avodah Zarah, even if Chozer B'Teshuvah, for the rest of his life he can't. We wouldn't permit him to bring any carbon. We wouldn't permit him to bring to eat the carbon Pesach. Called Benechal Yehovah for the rest of his life, just like Kohanim Sheshim Shabbat Beis Chanyoi, Lo Yisham Shabbat Migdash, a Jew who ever worshipped Avodah Zarah, for the rest of his life, he can't eat Korban Pesach. Yeah. The Meiri quotes Akashi, if so, how can a Ger? The Ger probably worshipped Avodah Zarah Biyoso Nochri. So how does the Chumash say that every Ger has to eat Korban Pesach? So the Miri comes up with a wild answer that you say Gershon has got cut in Shunala Dami. So even though the Goy, Biyosa Goy, Biyosa Nachri, did worship Avodah Zarah, but since he's a Gershon his guy, so the whole past, his whole past history is ignored. We forget about everything. The Pashta says that that's not the accepted opinion. Gershon has got cut in Shunala Dami does not mean that you wipe off his whole, all of his records, that he never did any of the others. It's just a din in Kurvis that a brother and a sister are permitted to marry men out there because cut shanala dummy. A father and a son and one converted, so men out there, there's no Yerusha because they're not related anymore. And even midirabbanan, two brothers and his gairu are allowed to testify in court because cut shanala dummy, it's only been a get to crave him for arayas, whom you're allowed to marry, Kraven for Edis, and Kraven for Yerusha. And with the Rabbanon, they changed the din by Arias. They made a chumen with the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to marry their relatives who are forbidden. And by Yerusha, they changed the din with the Rabbanon. They had a whole explanation, the whole reason why. And by Edis, Koshal Edis, they never changed the din. They left it on a din there. Because Edis is always going to be related in the presence of the Bezim. And Bezim will know that Gershon is guy cut in Shunal Adam, and it doesn't apply to other people. Only by the Gershon is guy. So these are important dinim. What's the definition of an oral? What's the definition of a ben nechar? Yeah, the Gemara on Dalet on the base, I think it was. There was a Nochri who used to come to Yerushalayim for years, and he always fooled them into believing. No, it's not that. Was a Gimel on the base. Who are Amor? There was an Achri who fooled everyone into believing he was Jewish. So he used to buy a shutvus and a carbon Pesach. And then when they discovered that he was an Achri, so it says they killed him. So the Mefarshim discussed, why did they kill him? What, he's in violation of the din of called Benechal or Yachal Bay. That says in the Chumash, it goes on a Jew who is Ovid Abed Azar. How can you say there's an Isra on the Goy to eat the carbon Pesach if he worshipped Abed Azar? Pashtus says that the Bnei Noach only have the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. This is not from the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Why did they kill him? So some Rishonim hold, yeah, they kill. Some Rishonim hold. The lav goes on a Jew who's a Mumer L'Avodah Zarah, and it goes also on a Nachri, and the Nachri is Taka Chayiv Misim. The Minchas Chinuch raises objections about that. So he says maybe he was Chayiv Misim because of Gezel, because he bought the shutvus and the Korban Pesach to become a mamuna, and the Korban Pesach to be allowed to eat it, he bought his share of the Korban Pesach under false pretenses. If they would have realized that he was an Ochri, they would never have sold it to him. So it was really a Mekach Tois. That's how the Menchas Chinuch suggests. And then the Maariv Chai says a whole interpretation that this Tana, who was a Rabbi Yudib, what was his name? Rabbi Ben Mesera on Gimel Amud Beis. Who was it then? Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Mesera lived in the Tzivan. So he says that Rabbi Yehuda Ben Mesera lived after the Churban Abai. So how were they bringing a Korban Pesach? The whole story doesn't make sense. So he gives a whole interpretation that we know that after the Churban Abai, the Jews would make a makeshift Mizbech, Makro Korban Pesach, and then would run for their lives, that the Roman soldiers shouldn't catch them. If they would catch them, they would give them a hard time. So maybe that was the Maaseh Shehaya. They were bringing Korban Pesach after the Churban Abayis, because Rabbi Yehuda Ben Mesera lived after the Churban Abayis. And if the Goy, if they wouldn't allow the Goy to eat from the Korban Pesach, They were afraid he's going to massacre to the Roman soldiers. The Roman soldiers will kill all the Jews who brought the Korban Pesach because they murdered the Malchus. It was against the law that you're not allowed to bring a Korban Pesach. So that's what the Maratzchai suggested. Maybe they killed the guy because they were afraid he's going to massacre. If he's going to massacre, then he has a din like a Reutef. So Reutef is Mutar Lahar guy. Okay, so Nachama, so what are we up to? Then the Gemara has a discussion about somebody's mild behegdish. Somebody ate something that was hegdish b'shogeg. He didn't realize that he has to give karma chaimesh and bring asham me'ilos. So what if he's oichol chomet shal hegdish b'moyed mo'al yesham emloi mo'al? So the question is, why yesham emloi mo'al? Why doesn't he have to give karma chaimesh and bring the asham me'ilos? There's six ashams. One is asham me'ilos. So the Gemara gives a suggestion. Gemara gives a few suggestions. It's unclear. Why should anybody say that he doesn't have to pay Karen B'chemesh, bring the Asham Milos? So one suggestion was that before he brings the Asham Milos, he has to pay the Karen B'chemesh. The Chemesh is not Miyak, but he has to pay the Karen before. So the Karen, perhaps he's potter from because of Kamalei B'dirabminei. Why is Kamalei B'dirabminei? Because there's a Machlokes Hatanoim. We pass can come lebi the rabbinay. The original pass can come lebi the rabbinay is in Parshas Mishpatim. Last week said Parshas Mishpatim that it says ki notzva anashim inakwi shara biyotzu yoladeha. They cause a woman to lose her pregnancy. So you're not chayv misa if you kill an uber. If you kill a person who's yolud, a person was born already, then you kill him even if it's only less than one day old. If you kill a Tinek Ben Yomo, so the Mishnah says Yechai Misa. But if the Gemara said that's only if it's Yodua Shekol Olei Chadoshim, that it was a full-term pregnancy. What if it's any Yodua of Kol Olei Chadoshim or not? So then it's a Safik Nefil. So Safik Nefil, you're not Chai Misa for killing a Safik Nefil. Kol al chadosh means she knows for sure that she already entered into the ninth month. In the days of the Gemara, kol al chadosh was a machlokes hatanaim, whether you need a full 9 months, 9 times 30 days, a full 9 months, or into the beginning of the ninth month. So, and that was a machlokes. And the Rishonim had a paskin, and many Rishonim paskin, you have to have the full 9 months, 9 times 30 days. Otherwise, the vlad is a suffix nafel, and you won't know that he's not a nafel till he reaches the age of 20. But the Ramos says in the end of Eben Ezra that Bizman is that we don't follow what it said in the Gemara because Nishtanu Hatvoim, the medical facts are different today. That today it's very normal and very acceptable, very reasonable that the woman will have the baby anytime into the ninth month. If she had 8 full months and she entered into the ninth month, that's considered Kol Olei Chadoshim. So whenever a woman gives birth to a baby, and it's Yadur Shekol HaChadosh, means she knows for sure that she was pregnant for more than 8 months, more than 8 times 30. So that's called Yadur Shekol HaChadosh. So even if baby dies within 30 days, he observes Shiva. And if someone kills the baby, he would be Chayv Misa. But if it's any Yadur, let's say, we know for sure that the baby was not a full-term pregnancy. It was the baby was born before 8 full months went by. That's Yadua Shaloi Kol Olei Chadoshim. That's Loi Kol Olei Chadoshim. So that says in Shulchan Aruch that there's no Avelis, and one is not Chayv Misa, because since it's Loi Kol Olei Chadoshim, so that's a Nefel. So how long do they have to wait till it, how long the baby has to be 35 years old, how long they have to wait till it's Yatza Mechlal Nefel, a Sufik Nefel. So the Gemara says till the age of 20. happening, the Gemara says, till the age of 20. You have to wait. Yeah. Chazanish writes up his manazeh that they put the baby in an incubator, and then the doctor said the baby's just as healthy as anybody else, and they released the baby from the hospital. So that's the equivalent of kol lechadoshev. And there are those who disagree. The Minchas Yitzchak disagrees with the Chazanish, who gave him the right to say that. He says, since in the Gemara it says the babies are suffering an eifel till the age of 20, so even if they put the baby in incubators also. Yeah. So again, so there are three cases. There's a case, the woman knows that she already entered into the beginning of the ninth month. So that's of Lad Bar Kayama. You don't have to wait 30 days that it should be Yotzim Mechlal Sofik Neifel. If it's Yadua Shaloi Kolala Chadoshim, she knows for sure that it was not 8 full months of 30 days. It wasn't 8 times 30 days. It was less than 8 full months. Then the baby is not considered, the baby is considered a Sofik Neifel till he survives till the age of 20. And if it's a normal baby, baby's born, you don't know was it a full-time pregnancy or not. But Roy Vladis are Vlad Ma'alya. Yoldan. Over the time, it's not going to be a navel. It's highly far-fetched. So then there's a din with the rabbonim. You have to wait 30 days. Kol shoshosh shloshim yom ba'adam is ain't a navel. If lo shoshosh shloshim yom ba'adam, the baby died within 30 days after it was born, then it's then we assume it was a navel. Then they don't observe avelos. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. I was half asleep today because I was involved in these bechinas.